So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Time for some entertainment news. Good morning, Dean Richards.
And I'll be ready with rain delay coverage of the Bob Surratt Show today if we have to take the tarps out at all.
Yeah, see if Channel 9 still has those old Dow Finsterwald's golf tips on film. Let's start with the Jon Stewart news. He's coming back, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm so happy about this. I'm such a big fan of Jon Stewart, everything that he did on The Daily Show and everything that he's done since then. Philanthropically speaking, he will be returning to television this fall for an hour-long series that will be done for Apple TV Plus. The show will be called The Problem with Jon Stewart, and each week will focus on a single topic. It's going to be very much along the lines of John Oliver's show on HBO, topics that deal with issues that are part of the national conversation. They say that they don't know how many episodes in each series there will be on this. There will be the main show and then further discussion that will wind up in a podcast. So we'll look forward to that debuting on Apple TV Plus in the fall.
Also, Madea in the works, huh?
Yeah, it's Tyler Perry's famous granny, outspoken granny character that he had done for years and years that he retired last year, at least with himself in the wig and the dress. Now Tyler Perry is saying that there will be a Madea prequel that will be coming to Showtime soon, a regular weekly drama series on the early life of the character. Showtime has ordered multiple scripts for the project, and it'll be called Mabel, which is Medea's real name, showing the character long before she became the character that we first met in those famous stage shows in Chicago at the Regal Theater on 79th Street, at the Erie Crown Theater, at live theater around the country before Madea became a big movie sensation.
Mercury Theater opening up, that's good news. I hope that the other Chicago theaters survive this pandemic.
Yeah, this is especially good news because last June, the Mercury Theater said that they just couldn't stay open with the pandemic. I mean, theaters are still shut down, but they just threw in the towel, actually put the building up for sale also. But now the owner of the theater, the executive producer, Walter Stern, says by conserving resources that he's got with federal support and refinancing that he has gotten, they now have the opportunity to remake the theater into something better for the future. So they announced the name of a new artistic director for the theater. It's Christopher Chase Carter, who was a dancer choreographer with Lyric Opera and the Drury Lane and other theater companies in the Chicago area. And he says they will be announcing their new season in just a couple of months. The Tribune yesterday speculated that they will be the first shows will be holiday shows that will be coming out later on this year. But we don't know yet for sure until they announce the schedule. But anytime I hear of a theater not only not temporarily closing, but not shuttering itself and selling the building and giving it another try, I say way to go. I'll do anything I can to help support that.
Yes, for sure. It was really sad to hear late yesterday about Jack Hanna, wasn't it?
He was such a lovable character when you would see him on David Letterman. You'd see him on Johnny Carson, on lots of the talk shows. You know, he would bring the animals on, and a lot of people did this, but there was just a real charm about animal expert Jack Hanna when he did it. Yesterday, his family announced that he has been diagnosed with dementia. He was the director of the Columbus Zoo for 42 years, and very much like Dr. Lester Fisher at the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago, transformed the Columbus Zoo from a place where people simply came to look at animals in antiquated cages to turning it into an educational facility where, you know, people could learn about the animals, and the animals that were in captivity there would thrive in the most natural kind of habitat that a zoo could provide. Anyway, he's 74 years old, and his family said that his condition is worsening over the past several months. They believe that he now also has Alzheimer's, but I couldn't be more sad. I enjoyed him on the talk shows. He had his own shows that were on the weekends as well, animal shows, and a really, really likable guy.
Yeah, he always came out with the safari jacket and the hat, and those guest shots he did on Letterman were hysterical.
Priceless.
And one time when I got to interview him years ago, I asked him about that because, you know, he played a guy who was just fumbling and bumbling with the animals, and he talked about how that was an act, and he thought of it as the Jack Hanna character on the Letterman show that he cranked up for those appearances, but he knew his stuff.
He had a real chemistry with Letterman. They complimented each other with that.
And was it last night that the Goldbergs paid tribute to George Siegel?
Yeah, it was they showed the final episode on which George Siegel will appear. He died last March after complications of bypass surgery. And it was just kind of a fairly routine episode. You know, the Pops character was featured a couple of times in the episode, as he normally is. But at the end of the show, they saved some time for a nice montage that they did of some of his funnier moments. Just, you know, one of the great characters. And Wendy McClendon Covey, who played his daughter on the show, said that there is no replacing Pops on the show. And if there is a season 9 of the show, I guess that hasn't been determined by ABC yet. If there is a season 9, they will deal with the death of Pops on the show. So, you know, we'll see what'll happen with that.
Dan, let's talk about Amanda Gorman. Dean, what's she up to?
Well, Amanda Gorman, if you're not familiar with the name, is the young lady that stole the show at President Biden's inauguration, delivering that beautiful and very, very moving poem, The Hill We Climb. And a lot has happened to her. Since then, she has had lots of offers. In an interview, she actually says that she's turned down millions of dollars in endorsement deals. She's very, very choosy about all of that. She also says that she has informally declared her candidacy for president for the 2036 ticket. So get your bumper stickers now. But also, she is featured on the cover of Vogue magazine this month. She is the cover story, and they did a beautiful fashion shoot with her, with you know, famed photographer Annie Leibovitz, in which she is wearing, I'm just reading these descriptions because I actually have no idea what most of this means, an orange and green printed one-shoulder Louis Vuitton dress.
Oh, sure, of course.
A yellow and black printed Studio 189 dress and skirt.
No, I like those.
And an Alexander McQueen confection.
No, I've got an Alexander McQueen T-shirt on right
don't
now.
Don't you have a convection? Do you have the Alexander McQueen oven?
I'm not sure which one it is.
And also an Aliette gown.
Good for her.
Those of you into fashion right now are oohing and aahing. All the rest of us are just scratching our heads right now. But I can't tell you, these pictures are absolutely beautiful. The photographs.
I bet.
She's beautiful. And you know, that's a long way to go from delivering a poem.
Oh, man.
Just a few months ago.
Yeah, she's beautiful inside and out.
Yep.
Why is Chris Farley trending on social media?
I wondered that myself when I was looking at the list, and I see Farley on there, and I thought, oh, boy, now what? Now what's happened? You know, what has been discovered? And what is going on with this is the son of Rudy Giuliani, Andrew Giuliani, you may remember back in the day when he was just a little boy, would often be, you know, with his dad at the podium. The family would be up there at the podium, but little Andrew Giuliani was always misbehaving and, you know, doing something funny. So Saturday Night Live spoofed little Andrew Giuliani, and he was played by Chris Farley in the day. And Some of the old Chris Farley sketches of him playing Andrew Giuliani are hilarious. I would play some of it for you now, but so much of Chris Farley is visual. Mm-hmm. It doesn't translate real well with the radio, but look it up on YouTube today if you want some pretty big laughs. But that's the reason why this is trending, because Andrew Giuliani has said that he is planning on running for the governor of the state of New York. So once that announcement was made, all of these videos of Chris Farley started to pop up everywhere. I'm not sure if that's a plus or minus when you're running for governor.
You know what I went back to look at recently on YouTube? After your interview with Bob Odenkirk, I was thinking about this, and people are talking about Odenkirk's new movie. But Odenkirk, when he was a writer at Saturday Night Live, wrote a lot of sketches for Chris Farley, and Odenkirk was responsible for the motivational speaker. Remember
right.
that?
Yeah.
And I went back and looked at some of those Chris Farley bits. They hold up. I mean, they're so hysterical. I mean, it's a little bittersweet because we don't have Chris Farley around, but such funny stuff. And man, you're right. You have to see him deliver that.
Yeah, it's a study in physical comedy to watch him. And there's one sketch in particular where he's playing little Andrew Giuliani. He's got a bad haircut, and they put little buck teeth on him and to make him look like a nerdy little kid. But they're at the at a Yankees baseball game, and he's like taunting the batters and getting hit in the head with baseballs and baseball bats and falling out of the stands in a way that only Chris Farley can. I'm telling you, if you want some laughs today, this is a good rainy day project for people today.
Yeah,
since you're going to be stuck inside the house. Take a look at YouTube and put Chris Farley, Andrew Giuliani, and the videos will pop up. And I guarantee you'll have a good time with that.
And I've got a research project for you today, Dean.
Oh, good.
I want you to look into this. You know, we have all these TV monitors in the studio, so I was looking up at NBC and the Today Show, and Cynthia McFadden was on. I want you to get into this. Is Cynthia McFadden, is she the same person as Ashley Banfield? Let me know, will you?
They look similar?
Similar? I mean, twins.
Really?
Check it out.
Well, that would be quite the coup for News Nation.
That's right.
To have one of its primary hosts.
I think Ashley is masquerading as Cynthia McFadden on NBC. She's moonlighting.
Yeah, appearing to be a correspondent on another network while hosting a show on News Nation weeknights on our cable channel.
Let us know tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll check into that.
Thank you, Dean. Have a good day.